There's a lot of things that come into play when you are planning a wedding.
Oh, yeah, and you've done this, Jules. This is a this is a first-hand experience.
Yep. You know, you've got to find the dress. You've got to find the cake. You've got to find who's going to make the guest list.
Well, someone has to make the guest list.
Well, yeah.
Can't you just send a group text?
No.
Hey, wedding, be there.
That's the other thing. You've got to do the invites. They're often very fancy as well.
Like actual letter invites.
Oh, yeah.
So, why can't it just be a Facebook group?
Mm-mm.
Going or not going?
I mean, you could if you wanted to, but
save some cash.
You definitely would save some cash.
So there's a lot to factor in.
Yeah. One of the other big ones is a venue. Finding a venue that's going to suit your vibe, suit how many guests you've got, and can cater for what you need, whether it's food or alcohol or whatever.
I'm thinking backyard, a keg, happy days. Hopefully my future wife wants that.
Well, hopefully your views align there. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? How's this, though? A bride has taken to Reddit and said, oh, apparently I'm the bad one in the family because I have booked my wedding at the exact same venue that my sister has her wedding coming up in a month's time.
Ooh,
so they're a month apart.
Month apart weddings at the same venue.
Yep.
Well, they obviously both like the same kind of thing, so I don't think that's a negative. But is that taking away the glory from the other sister?
Yeah. I would think so, considering the other sister had it already booked in.
Okay.
And the first and the other ones come in and said, you know what, I'm going to get married too. You know what, I'm going to get married at the same place.
And before you. Yeah, no, that's a little bit sinister, actually.
Dog act?
Yeah, that's a bit of a dog act. She's taking away the glory by doing it. Oh, well.
Totally agree.
I want to get married, so I'm going to do it before you. Same place. Mm. And so it's going to be a lot of the same guests.
Yes, of course it would, because same family.
Space them out, man. Space the weddings out.
Or just choose a different venue.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Do you think that like something like this could actually tear a family apart? Like, because these are sacred days.
Yeah. Well, weddings can be a very volatile time for some families.
Yeah.
People that don't get along.
Step families, split families, divorce families.
But even just families that are still together. Well, there's always some people that don't get along in the family.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing with the seating charts. You've got to say, oh, where are we going to put them?
Seating charts?
Yeah.
So what do you mean? So you actually
You allocate where the people are sitting. Yeah, of course you do.
Hold on. So
How many weddings have you been to?
I've been to only like three.
Yeah.
So when I got sat at the kids' table, I like to call it.
That was a tactical move.
They knew I was going to sit there.
Yeah. Of course they did.
Oh.
So, seating charts, got to keep the peace.
So I was literally sitting with the step nan and the grandkids.
Mm.
I had a great time because none of them ate their food, and I was like, oh, I'll eat that steak. And they knew that I was going to be sitting there.
Of course they did. They planned it that way.
And is there a top table, a hierarchy? I know they have the groom's table, of the wedding party.
Were you there?
This is mind-blowing. I was strategically placed on the back benches.
Yeah.
On the substitutes.
I'd say so. Sorry to break that news to you.
That sucks.
Mm.
Oh, that's so disheartening. My friends.
But you still had a great time.
Oh, I had a great time.
You got all the extra food you wanted.
I had bevvies. I was dancing. I knew heaps of people.
There you go. It's fine then.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I had a great time. I was dressed up.
Yeah, glass half full.
Yeah, glass half full. Okay, you know what? Put me on the back benches.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
You can be naughtier that way.
Yes, you can.